It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
New York sports fans, yes, I am Danielle McCartney. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you for the next 4 hours, right up until the stroke of midnight here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Connor Green and I are live here in Lower Manhattan in the Mike Francesa studio, 888-808-1019. Call me up, be part of the conversation, because live from New York, it's Saturday night. And the last time you and I talked, the Yankees... That night, I followed the game. They punched their ticket to play in the 2024 World Series. And, well, here we are today. And the parade that was supposed to be right down the street in our Canyon of Heroes has actually happened already in Los Angeles. And that fifth inning, season-ending meltdown will live on infamously in Yankees lore forevermore. First, Aaron Judge, who literally did not make one single error all season long, including throughout the postseason, dropped the ball in a big way. I mean, we're not talking about a ball with an improbable advanced metrics near zero catch percentage. We're talking about how the most sure-handed outfielder in baseball, in the sport, dropped a little league pop fly in the most important game of his career. Even my friend Tanya, who she could have caught the ball. She's from France. She's never even played catch before. She could have caught it. And Aaron Judge, he'll be pondering weak and weary because that moment will give him nightmares for the rest of his life. Guaranteed, especially if he never wins a World Series in his career. Quoth the Raven, nevermore. And then Anthony Volpe did his best impression of Rob Gronkowski spiking the throw to third base, all in the fifth inning. And then the inexplicable mental mistake between Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rizzo as Austin Wells is literally walking off the field. A routine play. But a hustling Mookie Betts beat them both out. I mean, just a calamity of errors in that fifth inning. And Alex Rodriguez, he called it, this is a quote, one of the greatest meltdowns that I've seen in 40 years. And he's not wrong. Darkness there and nothing more. This season, the Yankees were 48-0. When they had a 5 or more run lead before this nonsense. Now they're 48-1. And the next day, Andy Martino, he reported Aaron Boone is expected to be back as Yankees manager in 2025. And I can't wait for the general manager's meetings because I need someone to stand there and to grill Brian Cashman as to why. Because Fun With Numbers, it's an account on Twitter, they sent me this on Halloween. Regarding Boone's postseason Yankees, not including the single wildcard games, Boone's Yankees are 5-5 in series. They're 22-23 in games and 3-8 in one-run games. And because Italian girls always keep receipts, I went back in my notes, and on August 11th, 2023, I blasted in my opening. And here's what I said. The total lack of intensity from the manager on down to the players. And what I said then still holds true today. Here's what Gerrit Cole had to say after getting eliminated from the World Series.
Brings a presence. He backs up his players, takes care of his players. And so, you know, that's what you want to play for in a manager.
He actually can't believe that, right? I mean, maybe it's just me, but I want a manager or a coach that's going to hold me accountable. And you could still do that while having your players' backs. You can do both. It is possible to do both. Because I need to see the manager as a leader, not as a peer. And I need to see the manager rally his men. I need to see the manager take 9+ individuals and mold them into playing as a team. Because this Yankees team, to me, was a bunch of individuals. Now, I love Aaron Boone as a person. I think he's a great guy. He's always been great to me. But as they say, the team takes on the temperament or the personality of the manager. And I know Boone has it. I mean, how many times has the guy been ejected, right? But it looks to me that the team doesn't have it. To me, there's a disconnect there. This Yankees team needs more grit, more fire, more intensity, more urgency, and more hate to lose, more than you like to win. That attitude from every person wearing a uniform in that dugout. And that starts with the manager. And I just don't see it. What I'm seeing on the field, even in the World Series, is still the lackadaisical, sterile, shucks, we'll get them next time kind of attitude. And it's not working. It's got to change. The Yes Network had a startling graphic. In the World Series this season, the runs scored by each team were nearly equal. The Yankees scored one less run than the Dodgers did. The Yankees hit for a higher average than the Dodgers did. The Yankees hit more home runs than the Dodgers did. And the Yankees hit better with runners in scoring position than the Dodgers did. What does that tell you? A few things. But one of them has to be, the Dodgers were the better coached team this World Series. Because the lack of fundamentals from this Yankees team on full display, on display in the World Series is astonishing, or was, past tense. Because somebody tell SIRI, I'm not going to say it because it's going to activate. I just got a notification that the Yankees and the Dodgers first pitch is at 8:08 p.m. tonight. I don't know where that came from, but somebody let them know that the Yankees are no longer playing because of the lack of fundamentals of this team. Can you imagine the juggernaut this Yankees team would be had they had the proper fundamentals, especially in the field, and even more so on the base paths? Here's Aaron Boone defending his team's lack of fundamentals after the elimination game.
I don't know. I mean, a 3-1 play, I think from a PFP standpoint, we're pretty good. It's always magnified when, obviously, in a moment, it doesn't happen. So, I'd have to look for sure, but I would imagine from a pitching standpoint, we're pretty good at those kind of things. You know, those are tough plays to be super consistent at, you know, especially when you have 12, 15, at times 20 different pitchers kind of rolling through with different skill sets. Some we work hard at. Obviously, we had a rough inning tonight.
He can't be serious with that, right? Was he watching the same game as the rest of us? Can I get an ounce of accountability there, Skip? And how about this? Since earned runs became an official stat in 1913, so in 111 years of regular season and postseason baseball games, the Yankees are the only team to do all of these things in the same game. Blow a 5-run lead, allow 5 unearned runs, commit 3 errors, commit catcher's interference, commit a balk. and happened to be in a World Series game five elimination game. I mean, that is quite the parlay. Fundamentals matter. And fundamentals are matter under the biggest lights. And Aaron Boone's Yankees were exposed. And I will never forgive Aaron Boone for throwing Nestor Cortez to the Wolves after not pitching since September, 13th? Hill was the best option. And in a pivotal spot in that game, Aaron Boone plucked Nestor Cortez to deliver. Nestor Cortez, who hadn't pitched in weeks, he thought he was the best option. I won't forgive Aaron Boone for that. And besides that, what infuriated me most, probably, was reading Joel Sherman in the New York Post when he wrote about the Dodgers scouting report of the New York Yankees. All of the items he mentioned fall under the culpability umbrella of the manager. One, the Yankees were talent over fundamentals. Joel Sherman wrote that if you run the bases with purpose and aggression, the Yankees will self-inflict harm. That from the Dodgers scouting report. Number three, the Yankees were the worst base-running team by every metric the Dodgers had. And they were thrilled. The Dodgers were thrilled at how short the Yankee leads were at first base to potentially be less of a threat on the pivots at second where Gavin Lux does not excel. I mean, is this infuriating you? I mean, can we also talk at this juncture about Luis Rojas sending man of glass Giancarlo Stanton to his slow rumbling death at the plate? Yet holding up the fastest guy on the team, Anthony Volpe, later in the same game? Where is the logic in that? And number four, according to the Dodgers metrics, the Yankees had the worst positioned outfield. Well, by golly, who positions the outfielders?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine if they were positioned properly. How many more plays could have been made? Number five, the Dodgers. This is according to Joel Sherman. The Dodgers were amazed about how many times relay throws came skittering through the infield with no one taking charge. Again, the infield-outfield priority system is a fundamental skill. Fundamental skill set for baseball players and softball players starting in Little League across this country. And the New York Yankees playing in the World Series couldn't seem to figure it out, I guess. And finally, number six, the Dodgers were, surprised about how often Jazz Chisholm Jr., for example, was out of place or just standing still when a place was in action. I mean, I know I teach my players, you've either got the ball, the base, or backup. If you're standing still, you're doing something wrong. And I'm not coaching the 2024 World Series New York Yankees. It is fundamental. And a guy new to a position should be out there every day for 10 minutes a day working on situational stuff. And if not, then the manager should be on top of him every single play. And nonetheless, the Yankees chose to run it back with Aaron Boone next season. They picked the talent over the fundamentals again for next year. And yes, and by the way, those were the Dodgers' words. I'm infuriated by that. because they had him nailed. The Yankees, by the way, they had an opportunity for a clean break. 2024 was the last year of Aaron Boone's contract. There was a club option for 2025. And yeah, the Yankees chose the wrong move. They picked up the club option, obviously, and essentially they rewarded Aaron Boone for holding the team back from winning a World Series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We go to our leadoff caller of the night, Middle Village, New York. Vinny's up on the phone.
Danielle, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for making it.
And you're spot on with your Boone analysis. I mean, I really can't add anything to it because you nailed everything. But I'm going to go back a little further and give you more examples of this is not a one-time thing with Aaron Boone.
Right.
This is, what got Joe Girardi fired back in the day was because he was holding Gary Sanchez accountable, and he called his defense lazy. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The Yankee brass didn't like that. They wanted to baby Sanchez, and they didn't like a hard-nosed manager like that, so he got the can.
Right.
And then Aaron Boone came in, and he started doing things like taking Tanaka out after 60-something pitches in a playoff game, and he was batting Brett Gardner third in between Judge and Stanton, and getting abused on national TV by, I think it was Poppy and A-Rod. They're like, why is this guy hitting between two MVPs? Yep. And he's like a 190 flat hitter. Why? Because you got to break him up with a lefty?
Yep.
I mean, not to mention all the years Judge was hitting second.
Yep.
And he was having like 50 home runs.
That's right.
With 90 ribbies.
We talked about it here. Yep, we talked about it here. And what about when he had him batting leadoff even, too?
It was a mockery. It was a straight mockery. And it's ego. It's because they think they're smarter than everybody.
Yep.
They're going to reinvent baseball and get them more at bat. I mean, look what happened this year, okay? Judge, as great as he is in the regular season, he's not a center fielder. He's not.
Yep.
He's a right fielder. He belongs in right field. Soto, as great a hitter as he is, defensively, he's barely a right fielder. He's more of a DH.
Mm-hmm.
You brought in Chisholm. Chisholm, okay, he moved to third. A team player willing to try something new, but he's not a third baseman. So now you have a guy, and Rizzo, listen, Rizzo used to be great at first. He's at the tail end. He's on the back nine. We all see the handwriting on the wall. So you got four guys playing out of position. Four. And, I mean, the lack of fundamentals, it was so, so bad. And when you're in the World Series or in the playoffs even, you can't give an inch.
Yep.
And if you look at the Dodgers, they're always taking the extra base.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what game it was, but Ohtani got to, like, second and third, when he shouldn't have on bad throws, and boom, sack fly brought him in, right?
Yep.
Those little things, every run matters. You got to scratch everything out. And the Nesta thing, there's really no defense to that. I mean, we could always be Monday morning quarterback and go back.
Sure.
I don't think there's one baseball fan, forget about a Yankee fan, baseball fan that saw Nesta come in and wasn't like,
that's right.
What?
Right. That's right.
What?
That's right. And thanks for the call there, Vinny. And thanks for the context, the long-term context of it as well. I mean, you're right. You put it perfectly. I mean, I think I might have even tweeted it. Why Nesta right now? I mean, I love Nestor Cortez, but he was set up to fail in that situation. And the Ohtani play you were talking about, wasn't that the one where Gleyber Torres couldn't handle it at second base and it skittered by him? I mean, yes, talent over fundamentals. It should be the motto of this team for 2024. That, according to Joel Sherman, about the Dodgers scouting report of the Yankees. It was spot on. So we're just getting started here. I'm Danielle McCartan. All of that, we'll continue that conversation, of course, and why you should not be worried about Gerrit Cole opting out of his contract with the Yankees. It's actually a good thing. The Great Juan Soto sweepstakes, and of course, getting you ready for football Sunday, week 9, believe it or not. Yeah, call me up. We'll get back to your calls. Be a part of it at 888-808-1019. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.